Hey gang, Jason here with the Portable Gamer, with a portable diary for you, or something. I don't know, I needed an excuse to pick up my iPhone and use this little audio boo feature, because it's cool. Anyway, so as I warm up my coffee and guzzle it down, I wanted to kind of vocalize the chat that Rob and I had this morning about the DS versus the DSi. And it's interesting because I have to preface this by saying that, you know, the Portable Gamer has indie roots. You know, the people involved come from an independent background where we, you know, promoted indie music and we love seeing the little one man, you know, the husband and wife team, like Emanji Studios, you know, making games and doing it as their day job and selling these 99-cent games and making a living off of it. It's freaking exciting. And we kind of see the potential for that to happen on the DSi as well, to the DSi store. But, you know, we might be in the minority. I don't think that your average consumer, average Nintendo fan, average DS owner is going to be looking at it that way, but we think you guys might. So with all that being said, Rob pointed me towards an interview with Nintendo of America's president, good old Reggie, over at MTV Multiplayer blog. And basically, in short, Reggie was saying that, you know, there's 100 million people that own a Nintendo DS. There's no one in the U.S. yet who owns a DSi. And he was talking about the DSi's enhanced, not exclusive, but enhanced features with certain games, kind of hinted at Spirit Tracks maybe having some of those features. But see, it was interesting because he said, you know, developers are going to want to give people those enhanced features, and I totally disagree. You know, are developers going to want to put their time and their resources and their cash into developing these special features for, you know, a DS game that can be played on a DSi? I don't think so. I think that they're going to say, oh, there's 100 million potential people buying the regular old DS version of this game, and or potential people, you know, buying the regular old DS version of this game, and we're just not going to do it yet. So, long story short, it's going to take more convincing for Rob to buy a DSi than it is for me. I'm a tech gadget whore. I love new devices like that. However, if it came down to money, which it kind of does, I probably won't buy it on launch day. Rob probably won't buy it for a year, I'm guessing, because, you know, he doesn't see anything compelling to kind of push him. Whoops, what's going on? Oh, I got a minute and a half left. He doesn't find anything compelling to really push him over the edge into buying it. Whereas, you know, I'm a little bit closer. I hope that that we see the independent developers, taking advantage of the DSi store, and you know, I hope we see them able to make a profit, able to be successful using that platform. But I don't actually see Nintendo themselves convincing us that the DSi is worth an upgrade just yet. What do you guys think? That's the question. You know, are you willing to? Would you be willing to lose your Game Boy Advance slot? Do you love the potential that the DSi store offers? Do you like having, you know, some music on your DS? The camera features, which really don't do it for me. It's kind of like a toy, not a camera. But we are portable gamers, and I guess I wouldn't turn down a free DSi, and I'll probably pick one up soonish, but basically, we want to know what it's going to take for you guys to pick up a DSi. Do you think that independent developers will kind of jump towards it like they have on the iPhone? Do you think that the enhanced features, you know, of games like Spirit Tracks will be worth owning that DSi? Let us know down there in the comments. And until next time, game on.